The Anchorage Chamber of Commerce says it opposes a controversial voter initiative that would regulate the use of public bathrooms in the city. Proposition 1 on the Anchorage municipal election ballot seeks to limit who can enter bathrooms and other spaces like locker rooms based on a person's biological sex at birth rather than their gender identity. Supporters say it would protect privacy and give businesses and churches the ability to regulate bathrooms in accordance with their beliefs. Opponents say the measure would discriminate against transgender residents. In a letter, the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce says the measure would be bad for business and says it would mark Anchorage as unwelcoming. Katie Ward is campaign manager for Fair Anchorage, a coalition advocating that residents vote no on the proposition. Ward says negative impacts to other cities and states that pass similar initiatives causing the cancellation of large revenue-generating events was likely on the minds of Anchorage Chamber of Commerce board members.
While they may have a more conservative reputation, I think that at the end of the day relates back to the economy. And we know that this ballot proposition, like it has done in the lower 48, isn't good for communities for various reasons.
The Anchorage Chamber passed a law in 2015 that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. That pertains to housing, employment, and public facilities. Proposition 1 would amend the law in regards to so-called intimate spaces, including bathrooms. The Anchorage Chamber of Commerce represents 900-plus companies that employ more than 50,000 people. The election is April 3rd, but ballots for Anchorage's first-ever vote-by-mail are set to start going out in mid-March.